It's our monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications at UW, and Laramie live on the phone today. Chad, good morning. How's Laramie today?
Morning, Duke. It's a little wintry here. I think you guys have been that way for a while, and yeah. We joined you today.
Yeah, I think since about October, actually, I think is what we've been wintry. We've been a little wintry since then. Well, Chad, appreciate the updates, as always, have you on the air to not only talk about what's happening on the campus of UW, but around the state and the impact UW is having. And, you know, we're right in the heart of nuclear country here in Lincoln County. And it sounds like UW has some research proposals. In fact, six nuclear-related proposals that are rolling out. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, Duke. So our School of Energy Resources has made nuclear energy a real priority, and other units on campus as well. And in fact, they provided some money for actual research projects related to nuclear energy, and they've been approved, and they're moving forward. And it's really kind of a whole... starts from clear from the uranium industry, clear through to what do you do with the spent nuclear fuel. So it's kind of the whole cycle. It covers it all. I grew up in Riverton in the 1970s, which was largely built on the uranium industry. And it's exciting to see that industry coming back. So there's some research going to be done about that to help identify the most promising places for some uranium mining in our state. There's looking at the possibility of having advanced nuclear reactors power AI data centers in the state. You know, the nuclear facility in Kemmer, probably just the first of several we're going to see over the next few decades here in Wyoming. And so it's exciting. We have a lot of expertise on our campus, and it's really going to now be brought to bear on this important new, I guess you say, revitalized and enhanced industry in Wyoming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just does go to show the impact that the university has, not just students on campus, but in the industries that impact the state like this one, and trying to be up in front of it. Because as you said, this is just the beginning of the nuclear industry in Wyoming, right? This is going to become a big deal.
Absolutely. And you know, it's this is about... helping prepare the workforce. We know that for instance, Western Wyoming Community College can have a bigger role in what happens in Kemmer, but then there's also a need for more advanced degrees as well. And then this is about research too, and this is propelling things more, in all aspects of the nuclear energy.
Speaking of research at the University of Wyoming, I understand UW has ascended to what's known as the highest level of research universities, quite the accolade for the research departments at UW.
You bet, Duke. It's an exciting thing. It's basically, if you have a degree from the University of Wyoming, that degree just increased in value, Duke. That's one way when they look at it. This is really a prestige thing, in that we are now at the very highest level you can reach in what they call the Carnegie classifications for research universities, called R1. It's very high research activity. And it puts us up there in the top 4.8% of all 4,000 universities in the country. And so there's about 187 of us now, and we're in that highest rank. And you might ask yourself, besides prestige, what does that mean? Well, it signifies that even as an undergraduate, if you come here, you're going to have opportunities to do some real meaningful research, and that's what a land grant university is about. It's about instruction, about research and service, and so anyway, it's a really exciting thing, and we're definitely celebrating it and letting people know about it.
Speaking this morning with Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming, and his monthly report from Laramie and the campus of UW. It was announced a little over a week ago, Chad, that University of Wyoming's president, Ed Seidel, has been appointed as the chair of the Mountain West Conference Board of Directors. Tell us more about this and what it means for UW.
Yeah, that's right. That's an exciting thing to have our UW president is leading the board of directors now of the Mountain West Conference. He took that role a little earlier than he thought. The president of the UNLV had been in that role, and he resigned kind of suddenly. So President Seidel has moved into that role. This is a crucial time in college athletics. I think all of the sports fans know that, Duke, in positioning and keeping the Mountain West Conference strong is a real priority for all the schools that are still in it. and the new ones that have joined. And so having our president be kind of leading the group that that's, you know, going to make sure that's the continue to receive the attention that it needs, that's an exciting thing, and he'll be in the thick of it.
Speaking of athletics, quite the accolade for Daniel Reynolds, a senior for the University of Wyoming, the first national title as a thrower since 2005. That's pretty exciting for UW.
That's absolutely first NCAA champion, individual championship for a UW student athlete since 2005 in track and field. And so, yeah, Daniel, he's a kid from down just, you know, over the border in Granby, Colorado. He's worked hard. He's a senior. And, I mean, he just, not only did he win a national title, Duke, he set the indoor record for the NCAA. And it was the second longest throw in NCAA history. I think he won by almost 2 feet. And so that's pretty dang cool. You know, we got a national champion here who's a UW Cowboy, and so we're definitely celebrating that as well.
Absolutely. Well, just, you know, add it to the NFL MVP conversation, right? It's where champions are made, right?
That's right. We produce MVPs at this place. You betcha.
Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming. Well, from nuclear research to athletics and now to even outdoor recreation and search and rescue. I understand UW is hosting a summit with outdoor recreators and search and rescue professionals at UW. Tell us more about what this is.
Yeah, Duke, this is part of our J. Kemmerer Worth Institute. Worth meaning outdoor recreation, tourism, hospitality. And this is a focus on the really important and growing industry in Wyoming, which is outdoor recreation. So we're having that May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd here in Laramie. I think last year they might have had it in Casper. This year it's in Laramie. And it's going to bring people from industry in the outdoor recreation industry to here to campus and to talk about the challenges and issues they're facing to help this thing continue to prosper. And then added on to that, it's the search and rescue folks from across the state who have a big part in the outdoor recreation industry, keeping people safe, you know. They're gathering here as well then. It's kind of the second part of that gathering. So we're excited to be playing an even bigger and bigger role in the tourism, outdoor recreation, and hospitality sectors in Wyoming, and we'll be proud to host this event.
Well, finally, Chad, another event that's going to be hosted at the campus of UW. Of course, the passing of the late U.S. Senator Alan Simpson. And it sounds like next Saturday, March 29th, there's going to be a couple. One will be on next Saturday, but a few more after that, some sort of memorial services in honor of Senator Simpson.
Yeah, we're really honored to be able to do this, Duke. It's going to be at the Arena Auditorium Saturday, March 29th at 11 a.m., This is the family is hosting this, and they designated this as the big public memorial service. They are going to have more private service in Cody, and of course, and he'll be lying in honor at the state capitol on the day before our event here. But in terms of the public's opportunity to celebrate the life of this amazing man, that's going to be here at the University of Wyoming, his alma mater, which he loved and really helped and supported for a long time. So the family is really encouraging people, not that they, you know, there's just so many folks who knew Senator Simpson, and everybody, I think, is going to want to, you know, be a part of the activities, and the one that they're really pointing the public toward is the one here in Laramie.
Well, Chad, appreciate your time as always. That's Chad Baldwin, the Marketing and Communications for the University of Wyoming. Appreciate the updates, and we'll talk again next month. Unless there's anything else we missed you'd like to mention today.
Nope, Duke, I think that'll do, and I sure appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Chad Baldwin, University of Wyoming. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.